This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Leap of Space. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Space travel used to be the domain of highly trained astronauts. They are there to do a job, but that is starting to change. Visitors have already made trips into orbit and to the International Space Station, and SpaceX is planning to launch two tourists on a trip around the moon. That's prompted a group of science educators to create an interactive theater experience where real astronomers help you plan a trip to space. Two of the travel guides wrote a book called Vacation Guide to the Solar System. All right, buckle up.
Hello, welcome to the Intergalactic Travel Bureau. I'm Jana Gersovich. I'll be your travel agent today.
And I'm Olivia Koski. We are professional space vacation planners, and we're very excited to tell you about some top destinations in the solar system that you have to visit before you die.
Or perhaps as you die. Mercury is great for people who like contrast and who also might have a little bit of a death wish.
The radiation is incredibly high on Mercury. It's the closest planet to the sun. Because Mercury is so close to the sun, it orbits a lot faster than the Earth does. So its year is only several months long, but the day lasts many months. And because the planet rotates so slowly, you can actually walk the terminator line on Mercury, which is the line that divides night and day. So you can actually walk with the sunset. On the dark side, you probably could not survive on the surface of Mercury.
But I think, you know, the idea of being able to walk along with that line, experiencing this eternal sunset, whether or not there are humans there to experience it, it's actually happening on Mercury.
One of our favorite things to do is to visit Saturn's moon Titan. Titan is great for adventurers who enjoy boating in its methane seas or who might want to try flying in its atmosphere. Titan has a very thick atmosphere and low gravity, and under these conditions, it's actually quite easy to fly under your own power with the help of a flight suit.
While you're near Saturn, of course, you want to see the rings, which are these particles of ice. Some of them are tiny, some of them are as big as a building. And so you can float around, orbit around Saturn as one of the little moonlets, as a part of the rings of Saturn. And also, Saturn has moons that are orbiting within the gaps in the rings. The Cassini gap is the most famous one of those. And so you could imagine landing on one of those moons and orbiting around Saturn. So you might want to visit Jupiter. Jupiter, of course, is this giant gas planet with beautiful swirling cloudscapes. It's great for artists, and it's also great for skydivers. So if you were to go skydiving on Jupiter, you'd be falling through these swirling clouds. It would become dark, so you'd be falling in darkness in this very alien environment as it slowly would get hotter and denser, and eventually you'd just implode.
Jupiter is also good for experimental musicians.
Yeah, so Jupiter has this really strong magnetic field. And so what that does is it can be picked up on radio. And if you had a radio tuned in and you were in the vicinity of Jupiter, you would hear kind of eerie sounds.
So in addition to these trippy space sounds, Jupiter has incredible moons. There's this moon called Io, which is covered in volcanoes. And then it has a moon called Europa nearby. It has this many miles thick layer of ice covering what they think is a liquid water ocean. And Europa is the place that scientists believe in the solar system outside of Earth that there might actually be the possibility for microbial life. So you could be the first to discover life outside of Earth on Jupiter's moon Europa.
Yeah, provided you could stay alive in the first place, but...
That was science writer Olivia Kosky and astronomer Jana Gersovich. They are the authors of Vacation Guide to the Solar System. Liz Tung produced this piece.